above reason.
Yes, we're continuing until the end of correction. It's all in the same topic. When we begin to take on the qualities of the Creator, the quality of bestowal, connection, love, and that quality begins to rule us, and as much as we feel that it exists inside of us, to that extent, we will feel the whole world in a different way, the plan of creation, and how much everything clothes within us, within this new desire of connection and love. And in this way, we will see what is called an inverted world. This is how we will advance. And therefore, faith above reason. As much as we can elevate the importance of bestowal upon the importance of reception, the importance of connection upon the importance of disconnection, distancing, according to that, we will advance. So, please.
אמונה למעלה מהדעת, קטעים נבחרים מן המקורות, קטע מספר 47.
Select excerpts from the sources. We're in excerpt number 47 from Bala Sulam in Shamati 212. There's the embrace of the right and there's the embrace of the left, and both must be eternal. This means that when one is in the state of right, he should think that there is no such quality as left in the world. And also, when one is in the left, he should think that there is no such quality as right in the world. The quality of right means private providence, and left means guidance of reward and punishment. Although there is reason which says that there is no such thing as right and left together, he must work above reason. This means that reason will not stop him. And the most important is the above reason. This means that one's whole work is measured by his work above reason. And although he later comes into within, it is nothing, since his basis is the above reason. So he always suckles from his root. However, if when he comes into within reason, he wants specifically to be fed within reason, at that time, the light immediately departs. And if he wants to continue, he must begin with above reason, which is his entire root. And afterward, he comes to the reason of Kedusha.
Rav, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Rab, che significa che l'abbraccio della destra e della sinistra devono essere eterni?
What does it mean that the right and the left, the embrace of the right and the left need to be eternal?
That they connect all the ends together, and by that we feel eternity. We achieve eternity by the fact that there is no change in that state. When can there be a state without change? When we connect all the ends to their one upper source.
Доброе утро, Рав. А почему так построено, что бывая в одной стороне, мы не можем ощущать?
Good morning, Rav. Why is it built in such a way that if we're on one side, we can't sense the opposite side? One side is...
This is done deliberately, that there is the right and the left, and in general, there are many changes within a person in order to give him by that, to allow him to find the single source, the one unique and unified, that there is none else besides him, because we, the created beings, are not connected to our root. the Creator, who is the center and the source of the whole of reality. And that source, we need to locate it, to build it, and to arrange it within us. And this is possible only out of us receiving all kinds of impressions and intentions and forces and different states. And out of them, we compose the concept of one, a singular concept. And then we stand on that there and we do not change. This is how we build within us a vessel for the revelation of the Creator, the attainment of the Creator, understanding the Creator, and this is how we can be adhered to Him. And it all stems out of the fact that we are the created beings. That is, that we don't have that quality of the one unique and unified that exists in the root, that He is the only and first point of the whole of creation. And we need to reach Him. And also, when we do reach Him, we reach Him to the way that He appears in us, to what He allows us to attain. And in that too, there are all kinds of limitations until we reach a state where we reach the place of disconnection of the Creator. That His glory stands for itself. We feel that gap between us and Him, but this also does not separate between us, because this is what pertains to Him, Himself. Well, these are already very high things, and we don't need that for the time being.
Kiev.
Рафа, что такое знание святости?
What is the knowledge of Kedusha?
Знание святости, зато говорит ладаат.
This means to know. Kodesh. What does Kodesh, holiness, sanctity mean? Holiness is something that is disconnected from us, that it is outside of us, because in truth, the quality of the Creator is not attainable within us at all. It cannot truly be attained within the will to receive. All in all, we reach dvekut, adhesion, meaning it's due to congruence, that it is as if we, and this is why the created beings are called Adam, similar to the Creator. Even though we are the opposite of Him, however, we want as much as possible to invert ourselves and to come closer, to bring ourselves closer to Him and to resemble Him. But it's not more than a monkey in relation to a person, as the Kabbalists say. However, out of that, that work is also very great, and specifically out of us investing a lot of forces, internal forces, in order to resemble the Creator, with our mind and our emotion, with actions, in any way possible, we somehow begin to depict Him. That is, we give the Creator the possibility to portray within us, to establish within us such a form, such an image that is called Adam. Depicting the Creator within us.
А что значит, что дать Творцу нарисовать нам этот образ Адама?
Does it mean to let Him purify it?
We have to annul our ego in any way possible.
Bekavanot.
with our intentions, our thoughts, and to give the Creator the ability to make out of us whatever He wants. It's truly to be the nukva, the female, that is adaptable, matching Zeranpin in everything.
Доброе утро, Рав. Во многих отрывках.
Good morning, Rav.
Пишет, что вера это.
In many verses, Rav writes that faith is bestowal, and that is the right line, and reason is reception, and the left line. And here comes the question: in a spiritual degree, is bestowal not within reason already? Both bestowal and reception are not within reason? I thought prior to this that only in the upper degree, and it's very confusing. Do I understand correctly?
You're saying something right to some extent, but when we reach spiritual attainment, then we begin to understand how it clothes within the person. It's not in our present emotion or intellect, but rather those emotion and intellect that we have within us, we need them only in order to annul ourselves and let the reason of the upper one come down into us and settle within us. This is how it works. Well, we need to perform actions, and as a result of these actions, we will feel how it fills us, how it settles within us, and then we will understand what is happening, but not before that. The wisdom of Kabbalah is a practical wisdom. We have to do whatever is upon us, actions from below, and nevertheless wait or expect that the Creator will perform His action from above, that He brings us the power of bestowal. And then we understand what it is, but not beforehand. We cannot understand it.
If I could be more precise,
yes.
Did I understand correctly that faith is greater bestowal than this degree? That's reason?
Yes, yes. You have a good perception of it. Mark 3.
Всем доброе утро. Что значит свойство?
Good morning to everyone.
Это частное управление.
What is it that the quality of right is the providence of the individual?
There is right and left, and there's general providence and private providence. All of these states, we have to go through them, and they need to build within us, all in all, a preparation to receive the qualities of the Creator from above. That everything that we will do on the right and on the left, private providence that comes to each and every one of us, and the general providence that is revealed to us together, to all of us, there are such forms of bestowal, of the corrections that come to us from above through the surrounding lights. And when we are somehow adapted to them, then we start shifting from general providence to.
Hello, Rav. It says in the text, when one is in the state of right, he should think that there is no such quality as left in the world, and also when one is in the left, he should think that there is no such quality as right in the world. Why exactly is that, and how do we do that?
We can't do it yet. Not yet. Let's read ahead. We have a few excerpts ahead of us that we should try to implement. It's not simple. We have to get examples from above. What is right, what is left. That the two of them exist above reason, the inclination of the person to be above himself.
A question from the 10. What is the thing that detains a person mostly from going above reason?
Lack of attention. The Creator, every moment, is talking to each and every one and with everyone together, with the whole 10 together. Lack of attention to the fact that we are not trying to hear the Creator each and every moment.
We
try to connect between us, and in our connection we want to hear the Creator.
So can you hear him? What do you mean? What do we need to do to hear?
To hear means that you create your connection on the degree of Bina, which is faith above reason. There you want to hear the Creator.
Excerpt number 48 from Rabash. One should mainly walk on the right line, meaning do good deeds, and feel himself as complete and serving the king. One must believe that everything he does brings contentment to him. At the same time, he should dedicate time to walking on the left line, meaning to criticize. But the left should surrender before the right. That is, he walks on the left not because he wants the quality of the left, but in order to improve the right. Meaning to show that despite all his criticism and knowledge, he is going above reason. Meaning in the right, which is called faith. This is called the middle line, which decides between the two lines and leans toward the right. This is also called achuraim, posterior, and through this unification, one is later rewarded with receiving the quality of panim, of the degree.
I cannot explain this to you. Maybe you should help yourselves, and maybe you can give us examples. If I want to perform a strong action, I need to use a force that works against this action, and then by that, I add a force that is in favor of the action. When we reach spiritual attainment with faith above reason, we need the reason, because as much as I work above reason, against the reason, by that I increase the faith. In faith itself, there is no force. Faith is bestowed. What's in it? It is something that's very weak. But if I take that faith and I amplify it through the reason, then I elevate the faith to the height of the reason. And then in such a way, I elevate it to the degree of Keter. This means that we must have forces that resist. we must have the bad force. And this is why it says about the Creator that He said, I created the evil inclination and I created the spice of Torah. What is the Torah here? The Torah is that force that helps us to rise above the evil force that is revealed in us each and every time. And then we elevate ourselves higher and higher upon the evil to resemble bestowal, to resemble the good, even though the force of bestowal is very small, but because we elevate it upon the heights of the evil, then it becomes high and strong and great. This is why we need to respect the disturbances and more to realize, to understand this engine, the way it works, that we must have the bad things. It's like I said more than once, that the symbol of medicine is the serpent. From the poison of the serpent, of the snake, we get medications. This means that every medication is poison, but not every poison is a medication. What is this about? Every medication is poison in its foundation, which we process, and this is how we make medication out of it. But not every poison, every venom is medication. Until you process it correctly, you cannot use it as a medication. This is why we say that there is no evil in the world, no bad, but only what is revealed for the meantime, because we are not able to rise above it and give it the form of bestowal to all of this bad. But once you're able to give it the form of bestowal, to bring upon it the upper light that will arrange it correctly, then immediately it becomes, the darkness becomes light, the bitter becomes sweet, and the poison, the venom becomes medication. Okay? This is what we are doing together in practice. We're learning in these excerpts, and this is on the topic of faith above reason. How do we take the reason, the will to receive, and we build upon it a will to bestow from it? Then it depends on the degree of coarseness that is revealed on the will to receive. Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Daled, 1, 2, 3, 4. According to that, we attain the force of bestowal. Nef, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. And the degrees that are, according to that, 5 degrees. Well, they are divided further into an additional.
Buongiorno Rav. Senta, ci può spiegare meglio come la qualità critica della sinistra può rafforzare?
Could you explain to us better what, how the quality of the left line can strengthen the faith above reason?
As much as the will to receive is revealed as hindering, to the same extent, because it is revealed through the upper light that influences us, then inside that will to receive that is revealed, there is already a certain portion of the upper light that comes from the bestower, and then we, by that, begin to feel that with this will to receive, we nevertheless have to approach bestow. So how do we build upon it the quality of bestow? And therefore, it says about this, 1,000 times shall the righteous fall and rise. This is how we advance. This is how we learn how to turn darkness into light, the bitter into sweet, the falsehood into truth. And all of these forces, all in all, we turn into one higher force.
So if we are, it just comes down to if we are taught how to use the left line, then, and we listen to what the Kabbalists say, we listen to what you say, we listen to what Rabash says, then we will learn how to use the left line correctly.
We need to listen only to Bala Sulam and Rabash. That's it. This is what I teach you. So you shouldn't listen to me or to anyone except for them. Those two are our two sources. They spoke the truth and in a way that is as much as possible is revealed and correct for us in order not to spoil us. And therefore, I all in all just teach you how to be connected to their texts and to no other source. Even if it will say that this is a student of Bala Sulam or a student of Rabash or this or that, do not even think about opening up any books that were not originally written. Well, Rabash himself didn't write anything except for his articles, but by Rabash and Bala Sulam. It should be clear. I'm certain that soon all kinds of other manuscripts will be revealed in the world. All kinds of others that will write there that he's a student of Rabash, maybe a student of Bala Sulam. Do not look at anything, but only those two. Only those two.
Thank you, Rav. A question from a friend. What we are lacking in order to demand bigger vessels of Besol correctly?
What are we missing? We lack the request. Where will we take that lack from? From the connection between us. From the connection between us. Where as much as we connect and learn from one another, by that we will have inclinations to rise in degrees of bestowal and holiness more, and then we will demand. The fact that you cry out from morning to night that you want, that's nothing. You need to want bestowal, to want connection. And that can be revealed only when you're connected with the friends. And without connection with them, you're not even coming to the right envy.
Carmiel.
Thank you, Rav. It says in the excerpt, nevertheless, he goes with faith above reason, meaning on the right, which is called faith, and this is called the middle line that decides between the two lines and leans to the right. It's not clear how working on the right becomes on its own the middle line.
No, but who performs this action? A person that is who has the left in him. So as much as he moves to the right, the left in him also grows, because his basis is the left.
So the middle line is just the result. There is no work in the middle line.
No, the work in the middle line is different. We will talk about it later. In Gar and in Zat, the upper three and the lower seven. But actually, the middle line is just a result of the two lines.
Тут говорится в отрывке, что средняя линия в предпочтении правой линии
определяется сторона ступени. The middle line is considered as the opposite, the posterior of the degree. And later on, we attain the panim, the posterior, the anterior. How to understand that?
Because when we work towards the left and then the middle line, it works out that the middle line is including both the left and the right. And also in this, there's panim and achoraim, anterior and posterior, and this is how we advance. That's it. We have yet to get there. We're not yet implementing this. You want to know theoretically these things, and I don't want that. I completely don't think that we need to do it as if we're philosophers. Let's try to erect from within us qualities that we're learning about. And then it will really be the true wisdom of. According to the importance he acquires during the work of wholeness, he will later have room to feel the deficiency with regard to his work, which is not truly pure, his work. It's not in a nice and correct, pure way. That is, at that time, he can depict to himself how much he is losing by his negligence in the work. That he can make a comparison between the importance of the Creator and his own loneliness. And this will bring him energy to work with. Meaning we always go out after the correct calculation, we're not satisfied with ourselves, and we can see the extent in which we didn't succeed and didn't do and didn't put forth efforts. And really, why would we deserve something? But with that, we don't agree that we don't deserve. However, one should also correct himself. Otherwise, he will remain in the darkness and will not see true light, which shines on the vessels that are suitable for it, which are called vessels of bestowal. And the correction of the vessels is called nukva, a deficiency. When he works correcting his deficiencies. And this is regarded as his mother gives the redness. That's the nukva. It gives it the red, the desires to receive that need to be corrected. That is, at that time he sees the red light, which are the barriers which are on his way and prevent him from reaching the goal. He is his negligence, he doesn't know what's going on, and he's not satisfied with himself truly. And then comes the time of prayer. Since a man sees the measure of the work that he has in the matter of mind and heart, and how he has not progressed in the work of bestowal. And he also sees how his body is a weak body, and that he does not have great powers to be able to overcome his nature. Therefore, he sees that if the Creator won't help him, he's lost. Just as it's written, if the Lord does not build the house, they who build it labor in it in vain. Labor it in vain. And from those two, meaning to the extent in which he invested and as much as he felt what perfection should be, and as much as he recognizes now that he doesn't have any connection to this wholeness, from those two, meaning from wholeness and deficiency, which are the matter of the father and the mother, it turns out that the Creator is the one who helps him? Because the Creator built for a person this father and mother, meaning on one hand some understanding in wholeness, and on the other hand some attainment in the extent in which he does not belong to that wholeness. So it turns out that the Creator helps him by giving him a soul, which is the spirit of life, and then the newborn is born. Clear?
Tov.
Mach 19, they're asking, it seems like faith above reason is an effort that each one makes towards the 10. How do we reach an act of faith above reason with the whole 10?
That you need to think. And you heard enough materials to know how we work in the 10. Do at least what you remember, and you will see the extent in which this works. And without that, you won't be able to implement what we're reading in these articles. We're learning everything only practically, to the point.
Yes. A question from Mach 21. If going on the right line means to go in wholeness and joy, we don't have joy in the work in our 10. How can we add joy in our work?
The fact that you don't have joy in the 10, it's such a period which, if you effort, should pass fast. It's because you're not putting into consideration what your work is. You don't appreciate your work, and therefore you're not considered serving the Creator, the working on the path. Because one who serves the Creator has joy from serving Him. You're not trying to aim from your work contentment to the Creator, and therefore you're not receiving support from Him.
Thank you, Rav. It is written at the end of the paragraph, the newborn is born. What is the newborn in the spirituality?
Neshama shelanu.
Our soul.
The Dnieper.
Dnieper.
Спасибо большое, Рав. Скажите, пожалуйста, правильно понимать вот так?
Thank you very much, Rav. Is it correct to understand that the more we advance, we get to know more, that we are farther away from bestowal, and then we have a greater yearning for prayer, and accordingly, out of that, we get a spirit of life?
Yes, yes, yes. As much as we advance to bestowal, it seems to us like we're even more distant from bestowal. Yes.
Moscow 1.
То, что написано о состоянии, что он видит, что
what it says
означает, что просьба
молитва about the state where he feels that his body is weak. Does it mean that his prayer, his request is weak?
Again.
Yes.
Вегам ло.
And also no. Because if he already sees that he's weak, it's a sign that he has a kli, and in the kli he discovers the power of the kli and decides there that the vessel is weak. Meaning he has something ready. It's similar to, let's say, you come to an expert and he starts to tell you, there's this and there's that and there's that and your problem, and it can be solved this way and that way, and he himself is in certain perplexity, and meaning to the extent in which we advance, we have more problems, more questions, even though we're receiving answers.
But with that, we're coming with our deficiencies that are greater. Well, let's see, PT 18.
He writes in the beginning of this excerpt, according to the importance he acquires during the work of wholeness, he will later have room to fill the deficiency. Why will he feel deficiency if he's working in wholeness?
Why will he feel a deficiency if he's working in wholeness? Because the even greater vessel will be revealed to him, even newer, even more complex and higher, respectable. It could be greater in volume or in quality.
What is formative research in the wisdom of Kabbalah? There's matter and there's a form. Matter is the will to receive. Corrections over the will to receive shape the will to receive in different shapes, similar to the Creator. These forms, similar to the Creator, we call them potsufim. And that gives us some knowledge, research. So there's formative research and material research. Formative meaning that we learn on our matter, the will to receive, and in what shape, in what attitude we can use it, we can shape it, and that leads us to this formative knowledge. What forms, similar to the Creator, forms of Adam, Dome, similar to the Creator, what forms can we take upon ourselves so that we, the matter, in the hands of the Maker, we can advance this way and adapt ourselves and make ourselves compatible to the Creator. So in our research, there's both formative and material part. And both, he says, in our case, are used based on practical experience. Because everything comes to us as a result of our own efforts in building ourselves into an environment, let's say together with the friends, we build the kli from ourselves. And this spiritual kli that we build, It's like an expert who's taken a piece of clay and begins to shape it into a vessel. So he knows what to add to the clay and in what way to work with it, when to dry it up, when to heat it up, and what to do with it, and how it can later be painted and refined more and more. So, similarly, we work with ourselves, and the corrections we go through, they're called degrees of ascent, degrees by which we shape ourselves more and more like the Creator. And that's how we advance. So we're allowed to aspire to a form that we haven't attained because the Kabbalists attained that form in matter. They actually attained it in their matter, right?
Kabbalists attained various forms, but we still don't know or understand these forms. Therefore,
we have to go and exert and work and make an effort to follow those actions the Kabbalists talk about, and then from your actions we know you. Meaning when we make these actions, by that we come to the same kind of matter.
Здравствуйте, Раф, мировой Кли. То есть, ну вот.
Раф, World Кли.
Можно ли познать форму без?
No. Well, you can say that you answered it, but can we attain the form with no matter, or that will be philosophy if we try to attain form if it's not clothed in anything?
If we're talking about form without matter, or matter without form, then we do not attain truth. Because we don't, we're not in this ability to truly research like that. We are the carriers of the research. We have to discover our own matter, which is the desire, and discover its true form, either in order to receive or in order to bestow. And that gives us both form and matter. And that's how we advance in the wisdom of Kabbalah, that the light excels from darkness. We discover the darkness, the matter itself, and its form. We identify with it, and then we work on it in order to bring it to light, to the other form, to an opposite form.
So the Creator Himself doesn't have matter, or a ten.
Right, so will to receive.
We need to clothe upon ourselves, we're the material, and we have to clothe the form on us.
Yes, we are made from a will to receive, but we receive upon ourselves the upper influence, and then we become a will to bestow. That gives us both form and matter. All right, friends, I don't know. There's so many questions here, but there's not that much to explain here. Maybe we will take that article to tomorrow as well. You will read it during the day, meticulously, and bring questions. And then we'll study it again tomorrow.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот здесь написано, что разница между парцуфом и миром в том, что парцуф — это любая...
Yes, Rav, it says here that the difference between parcuf and world is that parcuf is already a degree of ten sefirot that emerges on the masach of the goof of the upper one after it refined and incorporated in the peh of Rosh of the upper one. What is this process of refinement and incorporation in the peh of Rosh?
So we learn we had a Rosh, from there it expands the Toch and Sof, then there it refines the Potsuf. And the next Potsuf is born from it. So it turns out that every Potsuf, when it gives birth to the next one, it supposedly copies itself only on a lower degree. And in this way, the series of Potsufim, five of them, they make a world. And from one Potsuf to the next, you have a connection, mutual bestowal, upper one to the lower one, it gives birth to it, and the lower one raises man to the upper one, and in this way, the connection between the Potsufim.
How do we do this practically in order to build this?
We only do it in the ten. You have no other way to do it otherwise. You can learn it theoretically from all kinds of books, but it won't give you practically anything. By this, you won't correct yourself. The correction can only be in the ten. When you want to come closer to your friends and to build between you such an attitude like in one potsuf, meaning you have one desire, and this desire connects all the qualities you have,
Here you have the material, which is your desire, and the form is that you want to connect between you and build a form of mutual bestowal. And then between you, when you attain that form, so you also bestow to the Creator. And then it turns out that in such a way, you reach the implementation.
What? Мы объединяемся с товарищами в десятки, в общее желание. Вот что мы сначала строим в этом
процессе? We connect with the friends to a common desire. What do we build in terms of this potsuf, or where do we discern the toch?
First, you have to attain one desire that you all want to connect, and from the sum of all your connections, you want to bestow each one to the others, and from all of us to the Creator.
И это будет что в парцуфе?
Это за ее парцуф.
And what will it be in the parzuf?
It will be a parzuf.
Рош или тох парцуфа или все вместе?
It will be the рош or тох of the parzuf.
It'll be together. How can there be a rosh without a goof or a goof without a rosh? Obviously, when you all want to connect between you and be as one man with one heart, as much as you can to realize yourselves, you'll start feeling that all the desires and thoughts and intentions, your spiritual preparations are suitable exactly in order to connect together, and from that you can bestow to the Creator. Then you'll understand that we have a vessel that we can bestow to the Creator with. That's what we can see, to feel and implement. That's how it'll happen. But it all starts from being connected in the group.
Так вот это клей, который мы можем отдавать Творцу, это будет гуф, а расчет, как мы...
This clay that we can use to bestow to the Creator, that will be the goof, and the calculation of how to bestow to the Creator, that will be the rosh.
Exactly. Then you understand which thoughts and desires are the rosh. Those who can calculate the mutual action in your incorporation, and from your incorporation to the Creator, that's called from the love of others to the love of the Creator, and in this way you'll advance. The main thing we need now is to build our groups, our tens, that each and every ten can build from itself the parzuf. There are 10 people, 15, 5, no matter how much. Behave as if you're a 10. And try to determine such connections between you that you also want to connect between you. You turn to the Creator, you ask Him for forces, that you'll have one desire. It'll be attaining in matter, as we said, and once there's a certain correct kind of connection between you which resembles the Creator, that'll be knowledge and form, and in this way you can start existing. All in all, you'll start building yourselves, and you'll be in the form of the Creator. That's why you'll be called Adam, from the word resemble the Creator. Together, everybody, not each one separately. The first Adam is a body that includes 10 different desires. If you try and connect between you in such a way, you'll reach it.